It's Wednesday, April 17th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. The Supreme Court on Tuesday questioned whether federal prosecutors went too far in bringing obstruction charges against hundreds of participants in the January 6th, 2021 Capitol riot. But it wasn't clear how the justices would rule in a case that also could affect the prosecution of former President Donald Trump, who faces the same charge for his efforts to overturn the election loss in 2020. The justices heard arguments over the charge of obstruction of an official proceeding in the case of Joseph Fisher, a former Pennsylvania police officer who has been indicted for his role in disrupting Congress's certification of Joe Biden's 2020 presidential election victory over Trump. Fisher is one of 330 people facing that charge, which stems from a law passed in the aftermath of the Enron financial scandal more than 2 decades ago to deal with the destruction of documents. It was not clear after more than 90 minutes of arguments precisely where the court would land in Fisher's case. In other news, China is directly subsidizing production of illicit fentanyl precursors for sale abroad and fueling the U.S. opioid crisis. A U.S. congressional committee said on Tuesday, releasing findings from an investigation it said unveiled Beijing's incentives for the deadly chemicals. China continues to provide subsidies in the form of value-added tax rebates to its companies that manufacture fentanyl analogs, precursors, and other synthetic narcotics, so long as they sell them outside of China, according to the House of Representatives Select Committee on China. The People's Republic of China scheduled all fentanyl analogs as controlled substances in 2019, meaning that it currently subsidizes the export of drugs that are illegal under both U.S. and PRC law, the report said. The report cited data from the Chinese government's State Taxation Administration website, which listed certain chemicals for rebates up to 13%. Additionally, it currently subsidizes 2 fentanyl precursors used by drug cartels. In world news, President Biden's administration will help 50 countries identify and respond to infectious diseases with the goal of preventing pandemics like the COVID-19 outbreak that suddenly halted normal life around the globe in 2020. U.S. government officials will offer support in the countries, most of them located in Africa and Asia, to develop better testing, surveillance, communication, and preparedness for such outbreaks in those countries. The strategy will help prevent, detect, and effectively respond to biological threats wherever they emerge, Mr. Biden said in a statement Tuesday. The Global Health Security Strategy, the president said, aims to protect people worldwide and will make the United States stronger, safer, and healthier than ever before at this critical moment. Meanwhile, Attorney General Merrick Garland told lawmakers on Tuesday that President Biden has shown no signs of cognitive impairment while defending Mr. Biden's ability to serve as Commander-in-Chief. Garland, appearing before a House committee overseeing funding for the Justice Department, was answering questions on the report from Special Counsel Robert Hur about Mr. Biden's handling of classified materials. Hur's report concluded in no criminal charges, yet made some observations about Mr. Biden's mental state that infuriated the Democratic president and his aides. The Attorney General, while stressing that he was not commenting on the specifics of Hur's analysis, said that based on his own observations while interacting with Mr. Biden, he has complete confidence in the president when it comes to questions about his mental fitness. And, after several difficult years, the Army and Air Force say they are on track to meet their recruiting goals this year, reversing previous shortfalls using a swath of new programs and policy changes. The mixed results reflect the ongoing challenges for the U.S. military as it struggles to attract recruits in a tight job market where companies are willing to pay more and provide good benefits without the demands of service and warfighting. Even those who are meeting their goals say they are still finding it difficult to attract the dwindling number of young people who can meet the military's physical, mental, and moral standards. With half a year to go in the recruiting year, Army Secretary Christine Wormuth said she is optimistic about hitting the 55,000 enlistment goal and getting an additional 5,000 recruits for the delayed entry pool that would come in during the next year. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.